Trump, both Israel and Iran violated ceasefire terms, I'm not happy with Israel. By Simon Kent on June 24, 2025. Allegations Iran launched a barrage of missiles at Israel early Tuesday morning more than 2 hours after the ceasefire began, which Tehran denied even as Israel announced a response, has drawn criticism of both parties by President Donald Trump. As Breitbart News reported, sirens sounded in northern Israel and explosions could be heard as Israeli air defenses responded and commanders said the country will respond with force. Two missiles were launched from Iran and they were intercepted, a military official told AFP on condition of anonymity, with the army saying people could leave shelters around 15 minutes after the first alert. Iran's ISNA news agency says reports Iran fired missiles at Israel after the ceasefire took effect were false, The Times of Israel noted. Now a clearly frustrated Trump has intervened, saying both Israel and Iran violated ceasefire terms with attacks following an early Tuesday deadline to cease hostilities, declaring they both don't know what the fuck they are doing. Trump, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Trump made the comments to reporters at the White House before departing for the NATO summit at The Hague. He expressed disappointment about the continued attacks, adding he did not like that Israel had unloaded right after they agreed to end hostilities. They violated it, but Israel violated it too, Trump said. He added, I'm not happy with Israel. Trump further ordered Israel to cease and desist with its response, using his social media outlet Truth Social to deliver the message. Trump is now on the way to Europe for the NATO summit at The Hague after he further expressed disappointment about the continued attacks. During the flight, AP reports Trump spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump did not mince words from Air Force One, according to a White House official familiar with the matter. The official is cited by AP, who was not authorized to comment publicly about the private leader's call, said Trump was exceptionally firm and direct with Prime Minister Netanyahu about what needed to happen to sustain the ceasefire. The official added Netanyahu understood the severity of situation and acknowledged Trump's concerns. Netanyahu office confirmed the talk as well per AP. Netanyahu's office says Israel struck an Iranian radar in response to the Iranian missile attack early Tuesday. But it says the Israeli leader held off tougher action after an appeal from Trump. Following President Trump's conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel refrained from additional attacks, Netanyahu's office says. Update: Trump has now declared Israel will act on his instructions, saying it is not going to attack Iran and will instead do a friendly plane wave. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.